KSRO celebrates 80 years on the air with David Wesley Page.
Well, old-timers will remember Ridge Lester, who was the afternoon DJ at the time when I first got there. And as big an impact as Grady had in the community, Ridge Lester was not far behind. He was a prototypical disc jockey, you know, a big guy with a big voice, and he would dress up in flamboyant clothes, and he was Mr. Personality. So I always thought that was pretty impressive. Not somebody I wanted to emulate by any means, but somebody I enjoyed being around. Sue McGuire, the ace newswoman who worked there for many, many years, she was terrific as well. She did a lot of really good stuff. Some of my other favorites, I'd say, I worked with over the years. Alan Stock, the disc jockey, or the talk show host, who sort of really worked up his talk radio chops at KSRO and then went to a number of stations and has been in Las Vegas for the last 22 years or so. Very successful talk radio host there. Still good friends with Alan. Working with Pat Thurston was always a kick because Pat is one of a kind. So it was nice to have her on the air. She was always entertaining. My longtime friend Steve Jackson, who was still around in the afternoons. And then I'll tell you one that was giving me a particular thrill. And he was not there very long. But when Al Jazzbo Collins came to KSRO, I made a point to be there for his first show because he was a radio legend, and it was a thrill for me just to stand on the other side of glass.
Celebrating 80 years, 1937.
You made me love you.
To 2017. This is Sonoma County's KSRO.